A seismic shift. That's one description of the implications of the leaked draft opinion from the Supreme Court that, if it holds, would overturn Roe v. Wade. Today, Chief Justice John Roberts said the leaked Supreme Court draft ruling is authentic, though it's not the final decision, which is expected in June or July. And he directed the court marshal to investigate the leak. We have Emily Bazelon on the line. She's with the New York Times Magazine and a lecturer at Yale. Emily, hi.
Hi.
So I just wonder your first thoughts on the leak itself, the fact that it happened in the first place. What does that tell you?
The leak is a very big deal. We haven't seen a draft opinion leak in modern history at the court, certainly not in a huge case like this. And it suggests that there are real cracks in the court in terms of somebody's sense of the court's integrity, the court's legitimacy, because this really undermines both of those things.
Yeah, yeah. And initial reaction from lawmakers, from interest groups on this issue, have we seen, I guess, predictable reactions? What have you seen?
Right. I mean, abortion is one of the most divisive issues in American society and law. People feel very passionate about it. And this is just an enormous shift in people's lives, in what will happen in many states around the country. And it's a huge victory for opponents of abortion who have really mounted an assault on Roe versus Wade for, you know, more than 30 years now, not from the very beginning, but soon after.
And what, Emily, has been the initial reaction from the legal community to this draft? I mean, pretty strong words on precedent, on state rights, on rights that are enumerated or implied in the Constitution by this Alito draft.
Right. I mean, I think, first of all, there's just shock at the enormity of the decision. A lot of people, me included, thought the court would move more incrementally, not just overturn Roe wholesale. And the arguments really kind of set aside the idea that access to abortion is crucial for women's liberty and equality. It's really an opinion about the reasoning of Roe, which was from 1973, in which the court has already declared outdated since then and has changed. But there's a lot of attention to that. And then a lot of attention to the idea that sometimes the court changes its mind. Comparisons to between Roe and one of the most reviled decisions in Supreme Court history, Plessy versus Ferguson, which upheld the separate but equal color line.
So just to make sure I understand you, if a version of this draft stands, this would be a broad ruling, not a narrow incremental one.
Absolutely. This will be a huge ruling, and I think we will see, you know, as many as 20 states outlaw abortion outright. The court is certainly opening the door to that outcome.
Yeah, so if indeed that's where it goes and suddenly the states can decide for themselves where to go on this, what would the map of the country likely look like as far as where abortion is outlawed and where it's allowed?
You know, there are many states controlled by Republicans where abortion will be illegal. Much of the South, much of the American Mountain West, and other states as well. It just is going to really change what American life is like for women who live in those places, especially low-income women, women of color, who are shown to be more vulnerable. For people with less money, the travel that abortion is now going to involve for them is going to be a real burden. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of miles.
Yeah, and I was reading by some estimates, projections, perhaps the number of abortions might go down by 14%. We would be talking about women in states where it's not legal, who perhaps don't have the resources for this service. Is that basically who we're talking about?
Right. I think that analysis of 14% comes from my colleagues at the New York Times. And what they're really talking about is women being forced to carry babies to term that they did not plan to have and did not intend to have. And, you know, this just raises very deep questions about women's ability to control their bodies and their lives.
And finally, let me ask you about implications in Washington, in Congress. We're obviously coming up on a midterm election in the fall. Republican Susan Collins said the draft ruling was completely inconsistent with what Justices Kavanaugh and Gorsuch said in hearings and private conversations with her. And she, of course, is a swing vote.
Yeah, Susan Collins is not up for election for another few years. So the fact that she was very wrong in her predictions about those conservative justices is not going to immediately affect her. I don't think we know what the political ramifications are going to be. Both Democratic and Republican candidates are going to try and make a big deal out of this. In addition to state laws, I think we will start to see talk of national legislation about abortion in both a pro-choice direction from the Democrats and efforts to restrict abortion nationwide from Republicans.
Yeah. Wow. Potentially big shift overnight in American abortion politics. Emily Bazelon is with the New York Times Magazine and a lecturer at Yale. Emily, thank you.
Thanks for having me.